Tahat, and compounded once a week with your limud of giving and taking, with this is on giving and taking. To the degree that he gives and he doesn't take, via that will be strengthened the similarity, that which was formed by that which, to that which did the forming. It means you'll start looking like God. Via that process of becoming more and more similar to him, we will cleave to him more. Zuri tachlis abriah, that's the purpose of creation. That's what you're living for. Shetizgale midas toivis barach aleinu b'shleimush hagdoi lebi yoyse. Ayin b'ruf tabas eruf b'kashir last week. But that's what you're living for. To find things to give to.
So, based on our understanding, wives should be being the most giving, being the most goodly out of all of them. Here's a little on the children there.
Who?
Wives. I'm the person that constantly, I mean, like, you know, 12 kids at home, constantly giving and living.
No, that's why a woman doesn't make a brocha shilosan isha, she makes a brocha shilosan kutsoinoi, because she is more godlike than us. That's why she doesn't have all the mitzvahs asa. That's why she doesn't have to pull that marechet, it's pulled tariq. The reason why a woman doesn't have to put on tefillin is because that which tefillin bolts she doesn't need, because she's got it already. She's more shalom about it. Yeah.
Okay, so.
So why do we say she lost Ani Yisho? Because we get to build it. She just gets to reflect it. We're actually able to build it ourselves.
Yeah, but then we could say the same about a goy.
Potential.
How come we can't say the same story about a goy?
A goy has one power that you'll never have, the decision to be a yid. And if he'll use that power, yeah, he'll reach levels that you won't reach. Nachinami. That's why we have special dinim of respect and love and caring of a get tzedek, because he did something so humongous.
So he can't marry certain people.
Well, that's not a mitzvah.
Who a ger?
Yeah.
Who can he marry?
Kohen.
Oh, a ger is can't marry a kohen. Okay. It's a dinim kedushas kahuna, whatever. Okay. But if a Jewish woman gets divorced, she also can't marry a kohen. So it's not necessarily a pagam in the ger. Okay. This is important to know for Shabbos. Stamp those of you who want to even remotely start keeping Shabbos. Cholam is paddle bear of Shabbos. Whoever davens on Shabbos and says vayichulu, ma'ala l'makos of kilu nase shutef la'kodesh baruch hu, who be ma'aser brachos. When you say vayichulu, you become a shutef with the kodesh baruch hu, ma'aser brachos. Now you know why it also says that whoever says vayichulu is meichel kol avoinos. Hashem forgives him all his sins. You want to be my partner, you want to be clean. You
can't. Every Shabbos?
Every Shabbos. But it says Vayichulu. Pashat, you must tell me, you have to know what you're saying. But, yeah, it says person's Moichel Kolavoynes. Something you have to do tshuva. I mean, there's.
You say it three times, which.
You say it three times, yeah.
Or do not any of the specific times?
I don't know which one it's referring to. It says Kolam is Palo be Erev Shabbos Vayichulu. Must tell me, Vayichulu in the Shmon Esra.
And then afterwards, how people all like try to say it together.
We're trying to say it together, after Eidus, and then at home. And then Kiddush. V'chein ha-machazal kol adon din emes la'amito nas ha-shutet l'kosh bolchum ha-mas ha-breishis. Whoever judges, does legal cases, emes la'amito, he becomes a shutet l'kosh bolchum ha-mas ha-breishis. V'vare shudim re-chazal, she's curious, ha-shutfas, dafke binyan imaylu. Why dafka these things do we become a shooter for the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Vayichulu and in Don Din? Mashmusam he sheyishne yuchidiyot bedvarim anal shebehen mizbate yoyse chaylek adam b'shutfas b'maaseh breishis. There's a mashmois here of uniqueness yuchidiyos bedvarim anal. I'm not sure why. Not just in these things, all things. These have unique aspects, which he doesn't go on to explain. to try and work out for yourself why it is that way. So in Shabbos Machaser of Pinkas Zatzal goes into why you're saying Vayichulu makes you shutuf in Ma'aser Bereishis. Why, if he's done emes lamito, he's not a shutuf of Kosh Baruch Hu? Could be because Hashem's the dynamics. When you don MS, somehow you carry characteristics of a Kosh Baruch Hu. Why that's more than all the other things, I don't know. I mean, he mentions that it applies to everything that a person does. But Kachmalam Deinu, Rabbi Yechon, Avishait, Besifri Yaris, Drash, Chedek Rishon, Drush Aleph, Vazel Hashoyne, Vakama Milos Toivus Lois Rotzen Abayre, how many wonderful, great qualities there are to those that do the Rotzen of Hashem. Umamash, Bemaseyu Nasa Shutuf La Kosh Baruch Hu, Mamasa Breshis, with all his Maisim, he Mamush becomes a partner with the Kosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aser Bereishis. Boinu Olamos B'Tovosoi U'Machrivin B'Ra'osoi. He builds Olamos with the good things he does, and he destroys with the bad things that he does. Ki Kach Chokok B'Ra'olam She'akol Nidon Lefi Ma'aser Adam, because that's how Kosh Baruch Hu Chokok is engraved, dug out. How do you learn the word? Carved out, engraved, carved out. That everything is judged, everything functions according to our maisim. Kama Mashaira, as it says in Tehillim, Kol Shosa Tacha Roglov. Mashmois Apostle Ki Sha Oilam Kulu Mushpa Latoiva Maisis Maisa Toiv, Kol Maisa Toiv Mashpia Latoiva. So everything is Mashpia. Every ma'aser tov that we do creates a spore of good into the world, even if you don't notice it.
Is that like just a good thing to know?
He's just expanding on the fact that it's like this. We said like this, that every time we do something positive, when we do something positive, we're becoming more and more domed to Hashem, and we're looking like Hashem. Right? And we're more dovuk in Hashem. Now he's adding a new function. Not just that you start looking like Hashem, but you actually become a partner in the creation. You actually become a shutuf for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not just like you and Hashem are hanging out together. You're actually being poil in the Bria. So how am I being poil in the Bria? What am I doing in the Bria? What am I doing here? I said Vayichulu, so how am I poil in the Bria? No, because you're injecting into the Bria positive energy. You're building worlds, you're doing like Hashem is doing. What's Hashem doing? He's pumping positive energy into the world, he's sustaining the world, he's making sure that there's food in the world. When you're learning, when you're doing the Rotzen Hashem, when you're doing mitzvahs, that's what it's doing. That's exactly what it's doing. We think you do a mitzvah, so you get reward. You don't do the mitzvah, you get an einish. It's not like that. The Mesillas Yesharim says everything you do for the good drags the world up, and everything you do bad drags the world down. So it's not just about me. It's about infinite worlds. That's the first perek of the Nefesh HaChaim, the first Shal Nefesh HaChaim. That's what he discusses. Tzelem Elokim doesn't mean you look like Hashem. It means that the same way that Hashem is poel, that Hashem does things, we do exactly the same. In the same way that Hashem is the neshama of this world is a goof, and Hashem's the neshama of the world, and the world moves according to everything that Hashem does. So to the higher worlds, we are the neshama of those higher worlds, and they move according to everything we do. That's big responsibility. That's why the Malachim didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Torah. The Malachim nearly killed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had to fight for his life in order to get the Torah. What did they care if Moshe Rabbeinu had the Torah? What is their Torah? Their Torah looks like his Torah. Well, so they can have the Torah, we can have the Torah. What's the problem? No, because they understood the minute we get the Torah, their lives are now dependent on us. Their nourishment and what they're going to get and their spiritual elevation, their ups and downs, all tolu on us. The life of the world is now in us. We are the life of the world. We generate life into the world depending on what we do.
And it only started at that point, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. It didn't start then already.
It was supposed to start with Adam and Rishon. Noach was then the next one who was supposed to pick it up. I don't know whether they had. The Rambam says it started with Abraham, yeah. But Pashas, they were also B'Tselem Elokim. I mean, you can't say, I mean, if Ben Noach is keeping Shiva Mitzvah B'nai, up to that degree, he's B'Tselem Elokim, and he's Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Or no, could be that it's not. Could be that that's just maintenance. That's not, he doesn't get an opportunity to do his mitzvahs to build worlds. That creates a clearing in the forest in order to have a world. So you know, that's the minimum behavior we expect from a person in order for society to function, let's say, maybe. Or no, there's more depth to the shuvah than the noach. Actually, it does build part of the neshamas in a certain way. I don't know enough about that. Yeah, we're talking about gafgaf. V'hivdu lanu min ha'toyim v'nosam lanu Torah emes v'chay olam not to besochein. They're talking about us. It's for sure talking about us.
So
Rav Wasserman once said, Rav Wasserman said, the Moshe is an aeroplane. We're the pilot. And the goyim are the passengers. So all they're supposed to do is just tie their seatbelts and not burn the cock, burn the cabin. That's it. Don't do anything. Just sit down and shush. Watch the movie. Just don't burn down the cabin. And we'll fly the plane. Just. But we want them not to destroy the plane that we fly. That's all we want from them. We don't want them to do anything. Just don't destroy the plane. That's all.
Why do you need passengers?
And they're failing terribly.
Why do you need passengers?
Because that's the covenant of Hashem. The more people see it, the more people realize it. That's when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be enough that we do that refruit. If all the Jews are from here, they have a chiv to the goyim as well. The Rambam Pashkin Zet Mefurish Lelacha. Chiv of Kiruv applies to the goyim as well. There's a priority on Yidden, so that's why you have time to make a goyim as well. No, you don't have time, so you got to get the Yidden first. But you have a chiv to bring back everybody to Hashem. Everybody has to know about a kosher. Not enough, just us. Starts with us.
If a non-Jew is to do another good deed for another non-Jew, absolutely no effect whatsoever.
I don't know that. Don't say there's no effect. It doesn't have the same effect that the Yid and Neshama has. Because the Torah of his Neshama doesn't come from the same place. That has no effect. There's ramifications. Not the same as ramifications. Not the same as ours. It has certain spiritual ramifications on their level, whatever the levels are. I don't know. I don't know enough about this to answer you.
Will the Goyim the guy of this man by Shlish and Hashem?
I don't know when the cutting point will be. Mastama wants it's too late, but yeah, there'll be a point where it'll be too late.
Is that
going to
be the point for them to?
I don't know what the point is. There'll be a point where we'll say, "No, I'm okay, it's too late. You missed the boat."
No, but I mean, is the point of Melech Mashiach for them to? The point is really not convert to recognize Hashem, but.
No, but there'll be a point where they'll be able to convert. After that, they won't be able to convert. They'll be righteous going, but they won't be able to become Yidden.
Are they supposed to? Like, is the Iker like?
Right.
No.
Tikkun of the Olam that all the going convert.
No, never. There was never it. Otherwise, you'd have a chiv to go out there. If there was the Iker chiv of Tikkun Olam, like Leitaner it is. Leitaner the Iker was to get all the Jews to convert before we all convert to them. Everyone's going to be like them. The Muslims all tiny, and you've got to kill all the Jews, and you've got to get rid of all the Christians, because only when there's Muslims in the world, then everything will be fine. Muslims. And the Christians say the same. We say no. Okay, cousin, take. Live your lives. Do what you want. Just leave us alone. We're not trying to convert anyone. We're not there proselytizing. They're not a missionary businesses.
But we are trying to get everyone to have a miserable or not.
Good, but that doesn't mean we're trying to make him the Jewish. I don't know, but we tell him, go be a good guy. Go be a good guy.
Acknowledge that the Jews are trying to do it like
they will, they will, don't worry, they will. They run after us, they're going to beg us to allow them to acknowledge it. But first we've got to go through God of Tishma, which is what we're going through at the moment. The question is, it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's up to us. We can do tshuva. We can see what's going on out there in the world today and do tshuva, or we can think, everything's fine and go back. It's up to us. Mashiach will come and all Jews do tshuva. That's it. So now you know what you have to do. You have to do tshuva.
Would we study Rambam Silchus tshuva for that, or how do we start going about that process?
What, for yourself? So you're pretty well on the process. Starts with learning Torah. Torah leads to zeros. First you learn Torah, start learning Torah, and then you start getting more sensitive, you start understanding it more, you start doing more mitzvahs or whatever, and slowly you do tshuva. Each according to his level, each according to the demands made on him today. As Rabbi Yaakov Friedman said very often, he said, you know what tshuva is? Open a Gemara. Start with that. Everything you need is in there. Without starting with that, you're not going to get anywhere. You can't stop there. It's got to go into Maisa. It's got to go into Avada. But if you don't start there, there's nothing to talk about.
Which one should have been sacrificed that you would have otherwise made? Like if you go like being in the path and decide to investigate your Jewish heritage, that is tshuva.
That's a part of tshuva. Avada. Yeah.
So if you get a secular friend to just, you live with him for 5 minutes, that's on his part.
At a certain aspect, yeah. You've helped him at that certain level, yeah. It's a process. It's a process. Get him on the path. Once he's on the path, that's fine. Then he's doing exactly what you do. He's doing what I'm doing. What's the difference? Start the journey. That's all. Get him going on the journey. Then we're all in this. Then we're all in the same boat. That's great. Everyone's on a journey. From where I am to where I'm going. Where I'm going was totally defined. The end point of my journey, the Torah decides what that is. That's the ideal, right? And then you've worked out where you're holding, and then you start making steps and processes and strategies of how to get from where you are to where you go. The rest is all commentary. Now go learn. You said that once.
Hello.
Yeah. New Chazal. New Chazal. Okay. Shut for service. Can you do it? But even Chazal ain't klal melitzos.
I don't think we finished the whole. Piece before. Did we do Kafim Lamdena Rabbi Yonason?
Yeah. The Yarosvash, we did the Yarosvash.
Should have
looked at my Svenches. You'd have to rewind too far. Yeah, no, we did all that stuff.
Okay.
The Torah, Maisis, Maisa Tov, call Maisa Tov, Mashpila Tov. Every Maisa Tov is Mashpila Tov. We said that, yeah.
Okay.
Then we got terribly sidetracked. There's no figurative speeches or whatever. There's no
cliches.
Yeah. Shutuf kavanasa le shutuf mamish. If Chazal says shutuf partner, they mean partner mamish. There may be other meanings and deeper meanings and interpretations, but if they say that you become a partner, they mean you become a partner. They don't mean you don't really become a partner. We're just sort of exaggerating a bit. That's not the lashon of Chazal. Klaima, shutuf sheyesh lo chelek shavu b'mifal or b'lechushas meshutaf. What does it mean you're shutuf? It means you have shares, you have an equal partnership in the factory or in the property of the person that you're partner with. Kol ma'aseh shelo legabe esek hameshutaf hu mashmiyasi. Every action that he does regarding the work of the shutfas is mashmuati, mashmuati is real. It's
significant.
It's significant. Oh, Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Shutef Ma She'osu Osu. Oh, that's a Shutef Kefi Shulchan Aruch. Adam Lokeach Shutef L'Tzorich HaShlomus Matereisav L'Tzorich HaSias Poelos. Why does a person take a Shutef? For the needs of the Hashlama to make complete the goal, and for the needs of what he's doing. So any echelasos in the body, because he can't do it himself. No sane person takes a partner to do something that he could do without the partner. We know, we'll see. Very good. Oh, excellent. Yeah, we've been saying that all along. That Hashem set up a system where he's lacking. Kaviyachol. He's lacking. If you can do the job yourself, you do not take in a partner, because we all know where partnerships end up eventually one day. So, we're slightly stalled today. Partnerships usually end up in the law courts. The lawyers enjoy partnerships.
Isn't there a Chazal that says in Shamayim there's an empty seat of the happy partner?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a Chazal or it's a happy partner. Yeah. That's why marriage is not a partnership. Those people that think that marriage is a partnership, you're making a big mistake. Marriage is the furthest thing in the world from a partnership.
But you have to say the aspects of marriage that are like a partnership.
100%. There are going to be similarities in a lot of things. But it's not a partnership. It's with a partnership, because a partnership is always b'dievet to a certain extent. We'll see. Yeah, that it's not so posh. But because if I do it mine, I do it mine. Why get involved with somebody else? In order to be able to give. Oh,
that's yours.
Good.
Because you lack.
Because you're lacking a certain thing. But if you're not lacking, then you wouldn't need the partner.
If I wasn't lacking, I'm perfect. I'm dead. Fine.
Correct. Good.
So then.
Good.
Then why I had a partner?
good, but I'm saying in the business world where we're using the marshal, a partner is not necessarily a very good thing. You end up having fights afterwards, arguments. It's very hard to find good partners. Well, Samach South Africa is one example of an unbelievable set of partners. You had Rav Erbach at the helm, like the halachic, you know, authority and whatever. You had somebody who was in charge of the fundraising. You had Rav Tetz, who was bringing, you know, Rav Mofson, who was running campus and bringing guys in. Rav Tetz, who was giving sharing that were blowing people away, and nobody ever interfered in anybody else's job. It was the most amazing organization to see. I was involved with them for quite a while. Most amazing organization to see, because nobody ever looked into anybody else's trolling pot. No one was ever telling anybody else what to do. Rav Tetz would arrive and give a share, Rav Mofson would tell him what he was speaking about, go up there and talk. If there were any halachic questions, anything to do with Lani Das Torah, whatever Rav Erbach said, that was it. You know, the salaries at the end of the month, nobody had times, whatever Larry Shapiro paid salaries, there was nobody, you know, there was amazing.
Was there a monthly meeting of, like, they discreet on how they were?
No, they would never ever stop. Yeah. Nah, Torah Institute,
they didn't ever have any AGM type thing either, which I know that it's awesome. I think Cape Town had an AGM, and Mofson and Shane came, and they said, this is, I think, the first time we did it.
I make decisions and you listen. That's how you run a Torah Institute. It's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I once suggested to a Bok, we had a Shala or whatever, so I said, so why don't we just vote? He said, no, you don't understand. I said, no, whatever, we run a Torah Institute. He said, I'll make a decision, and then that's what it'll be. Committee meetings, and
that's how they're successful.
That's how they're successful. Moshe Rabbeinu tells you what to do, and you do it.
Is he still successful as now? Sure.
No, I'm just saying that was the success, because that was a real partnership. I can't fundraise, but you can't teach. Fine, so I'll fundraise, you teach, whatever. Okay, I can't remember who started the summit, but anyway. So that's it. And you don't tell me how to fundraise, and I won't tell you how to teach. Brilliant. That's what a marriage is supposed to be.
What had to come from South Africa to London? What was the purpose of moving over to London?
Came from Israel to London.
Oh, Israel to London.
You'd have to ask him what his purpose was. I don't know.
He'd already done all the work in South Africa.
No, he was back in Israel for a few years already. Yeah. I don't know. Just to irritate me, I think. That was
marriage.
Yeah. Whatever he's supposed to take care of, woman takes care of whatever she does. Those gadolim used to be much clearer. You can talk and discuss and get advice and whatever. No, there's no harm in me going to the guy who's fundraising and asking for certain eights and what he thinks about my sheriff, and he can come ask me for certain eights on fundraising. That's free game, but you don't interfere. No, but there can be conversations or whatever. The husband can discuss. Let's say the husband's in charge of cooking. He's in charge of the kitchen. So there's no harm in him asking the wife, whatever, what does she think? You know, do you think it needs more salt, more pepper, whatever? She can come ask him what, you know. I've added that, of course. Nothing wrong with that. But this is my domain and this is my area. And you can't have an argument. If I'm not a baldover in a certain area, then you can't argue. Yeah, you can have an argument if you have two baldovers, so that can lead to machlokas. But if I have nothing to say about this area, so then it can never be a machlokas. I can share with you what I think, but I'm not a baldover yet.
It's very hard then, because means you have to relinquish or control.
Very good. Yeah, which you never had in the first place. You have to relinquish fantasy.
Right,
because you have a fantasy that you have control.
Yeah, but that's
well done. Good morning. Yeah, it's very hard to get yourself out the picture. You've got to get the ego out of the way. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, that's what you're trying to do with Hashem. You get out of the way and allow Hashem to get. Of course, that's the ego avoider. That's the avoider. Of course.
Wait, the avoider to know yourself is to get yourself out of the way. I mean, are we in the realms of?
No, it's to get you out of the way and allow the Rotzen Hashem, but there's a conflict between your Rotzen and Rotzen Hashem, to get your Rotzen out of the way and allow Hashem's Rotzen to rule. Now, I don't mean get out the way that you cease to exist. To get out the way that your Rotzen is now in line with Hashem's Rotzen. You're doing what Hashem wants you to do. But you're giving up control. First of all, you're giving up control of a lot of things if you buy into Torah. The only thing you've got control of is your Bechira.
Which is the only thing that really is.
Correct, but I'm saying you don't have over control over dozens of things that you thought you had control over. You have no control over how much money you're going to make. Yeah, you have no control over a whole bunch of things that you spent your whole life growing up thinking you were going to control. That's not your business anymore. That's Hashem's business. So why are you poking your nose into his business? So it's Chofetz Chaim. They asked the Chofetz Chaim why he keeps opening yeshivas. None of the yeshivas have got any money or whatever. Just have one nice yeshiva and there's enough money to support one yeshiva. He said, whoever asked me to raise money for yeshivas? I got a job to open yeshivas. I should have jobs to pay for them. He doesn't fear my job, I don't fear his. That's what he said. My job's to start yeshivas. It was never my job to pay for them. That's Hashem's job. So what are you asking me? You got tanners against Hashem for he's not paying the yeshivas properly. Go talk to Hashem. It's my job. You have to know. Makias Makoim, it's one of the 48 ways. Know your job. See, practically, it's very, very practical. I mean, marriages used to know this. Not so long ago, people knew what a man was, and people knew what a woman was, and people knew what men used to do, and people knew what women used to do. Today, it's completely. Today, when you see a parent and a child walking the street, you don't know if it's the mother or the father. And if you're lucky enough to work out if it's a mother or the father, you don't know who's the son and who's the father. Sometimes it's. I'm saying we've lost total. I mean, there's no concept of anything of being roles and who's. It's all one big billboard today. But there used to be a time where the husband knew what the husband was, the wife knew what the wife was, and everybody got on and did their lives. Today, everybody's trying to be everybody else. So then I have an opinion on this business. So I have an opinion. You have a different opinion. Oh, so now there's room for machlokes. The wife didn't have an opinion what the husband was doing, the husband didn't have an opinion what the wife was doing. They lived happily. And they used to get together on Shabbos and then celebrate the week. It was easy.
How does one encourage control to a shame in the year?
It's a process. I mean, at first you have to come to realize that you have no control. And then you have to take small steps. It's a very stressful thing
how
to do.
How do you accept you haven't got control?
The more you learn, the more you grow. You'll see.
When you're constantly fooled into the fact that into the control.
It's an ongoing struggle. The more you learn, the more you understand. You learn. Sugya's dealing with betochen. You know, take it the chovis of the vavus and learn shari betochen properly. Go into it. And those, you know, you learn those kind of sugyas that deal with. With betochen and imuna, the more you learn about betochen, the more you learn about imuna, the more you learn tzvarim like this, the more it's like dropping water on a stone. Eventually, you know, and that's coupled together with life experience. Life experience is the best lesson because you'll think you're controlling something and you realize you're not, or you realize that the best way to solve this problem is actually get out the way. Let Hashem take care of it because there's no way I can, you know, those caught between a rock and a hard place kind of situations. Those are usually the best teacher because there's nothing you can do. There's no way out of this mess, and then Hashem shows you a way out of the mess. Come a fundraiser for yeshiva. It's the quickest way. No, I'm not joking. Just become a fundraiser for yeshiva. Open your eyes, even this wide, and you'll realize no control. Every week you face the situation. You face a situation where you just it's impossible, and Hashem kind of like steps you through. You see it, chush. You realize no control.
But you've already got to be like. Well learned in holding to the
advice though it's not seems not
wouldn't be able to get the title to have.
No, not necessarily. Today you're right, 100 years ago you're 100% right. You wanted to get anywhere in not even more, could be even more than 100 years ago. You wanted to get anywhere, you had to generate a lot of energy. To become a Rebbe Kiva Eger, you had to pump and pump, and you had to build from, you had to pull yourself up with your own bootstraps. Today you don't need to do that anymore.
That's cool.
Today, no. Today you have to just be medadif. Today you have to just say, Hashem, here I am. But salam.
Okay.
Because we're in a war. The Chofetz Chaim gave the following marshal. That when you in peacetime, and you have an army, so somebody wants to become an officer, you've got to go to an officer's course. An officer's course takes a long time, and it's very difficult, and you've got to protect it, and you've got to family contacts, and you've got to train for years, and whatever, you know, to go through the ranks, you've got to be holding somebody. When there's a war and things are falling apart, so whoever says, hey, I'm prepared to fight for the country, they make him a general and they send him out. Mm-hmm. We're living in war dumps today. Klal Yisrael is Basrefa. Klal Yisrael is burning at the roots. So anybody that stands up and says, hey, I'm prepared to do something for Klal Yisrael, they say to him, alright, you be a general, go. Yeah, take the job, go. You see a job that needs done today, needs doing, you say to Hashem, listen, I don't know how to do this. I'm going to clue how to do this, but if you'll help me, there's a need for it, I'll do it. Hashem raises you up and he says, go for it.
How unrealistic is a business supposed to be? Like, I'll be Derek Hack.
whichever, like
the general rule. The general rule, once again, is a very difficult one, and it's a very personal question. You have to check it out yourself. But the general rule is you go to the edge of where you can take yourself, okay, and you go a little bit further to start.
And then you keep on doing it in the process.
Or you get schlepped to places where you could never believe. How open up mere pinprick and suddenly you wake up one day and you, you know.
How do you get to the edge and get more and not fall off?
It's because Hashem stopped you from falling off. That's when you realize. Had I been on my own here, I would have been lying, you know, at the bottom of the, you know, the cliff. The fact that I'm at the top of the mountain when I stepped off the edge of a cliff means something's going on here. Let's give a chumash. Betzalel, the 13-year-old slave, just got out of Mitzrayim. With very little culture and you know, vocational training, okay? Almost nothing. In fact, nothing. Hashem needs a Mishkan to be built. Now the Mishkan, if you have a look, if you just do a superficial study of the Mishkan, you realize you've got to be 50 master craftsmen. I'm talking about the Spitzes master craftsmen in so many different fields. Metallurgy, weaving, skin, die cast. I mean, you know what you have to be? Carpentry. Metalwork, I mean, gold work, filigree. You know, you have to be like an Italian craftsman and a, you know, an Hungarian, whatever all these spitzy guys are, yeah? And this little 13-year-old kid says, I'll do it. Hashem says, okay. The Yitin Chochma le Betzalel. Hashem gave Betzalel special Chochma. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. He doesn't know what to do. He's got to go find Betzalel. Hashem says, you go find Betzalel. Betzalel help you build the Mishkan. And Betzalel builds the Mishkan. With what? Because he said, I'll do it. If Hashem will help you, do it. Hashem doesn't. You got to find a job that Hashem wants done. Yeah, Hashem needs more professional tennis players in the world. So he's, I'm going to be a professional tennis player. I'm 48 years old, and I want to play at Wimbledon next year. I don't know if Hashem's going to help you do that. He could if he wanted to, but Mustafa, he says, look, I got enough gorillas hitting balls across necks. I don't need another one. It's fine. but he hits steps up and he says, Klal Yisrael b'sofer. Klal Yisrael is mamash in serious trouble. Yeah, I can barely read a piece of Gemara, but I want to be a Talmud Chacham, I want to shpag, I want to grow. Hashem says, fine, go for it, you'll see how quickly I'll lift you up. And people sitting understanding Rabbi Akiva Eigens, who's he talking to today? Who's he talking to? Guys have been learning for 2 years, 3 years? 100 years ago? What are you talking about? You want to hear Rabbi Akiva Eiger? You learn for 20 years before you even get into Tosfos. Shas, Gemara, Rashi before they even let you look at a Tosfos. Today, look what guys are learning. We showed him and Achreim and Shulchan Aruch. I know guys have been learning for 4 or 5 years. Then they've got Oruch and Shulchan Aruch. Claw! How did that happen? Where did you get that from? Because guys said, hey, I'm giving up my doctor's practice, my accounting brain, my law brain. I'm going to sit and I'm going to learn. And you see guys get lifted up. Guys get lifted up. They become.
Are you allowed to rely on the mace?
No, I'm not relying on a mace.
You're not.
I'm sitting and learning. If I get some, I'll get some. If I don't, I don't. I'm not explaining the kind of nace. I'm not saying if the nace happens, that's good. If not, I'm going to die. The nace doesn't happen, you'll reevaluate and you'll go back and become an accountant or something. Silly like that. No, it could be that's your job. Your job, where you're going to be Makad Hashem Shemaim, where you're going to bring hundreds of Jews back to Yiddishkeit, or where you're going to become a Talmud Chacham, whatever, is by being the accountant. On the contrary, the person who sits and he learns how to learn, and he runs and gets a panos or whatever, and he sets aside time to sit and steig and learn to become a bigger Talmud Chacham, sometimes in a Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva is limited to the Masechtas Yeren in Yeshiva. He doesn't have time, he's always running around, he's busy with the whole world or whatever. But Balabas, who's learned how to learn or whatever, can sit and become a real big Talmud Chacham. There are plenty of Balabatim. You sit in America, in a phenomenal situation there, where you find there's certain places of Balabatim, serious Talmud Chacham. And they work, whatever they know. You see that? Who says that's wrong? Who says that's wrong? Each person, each according to his own. You look at Rav Tauber. Rav Tauber is a balabos. He doesn't hold a position in any institutions or whatever. He's a balabos. He's a businessman. Look what he did with his life. I'm saying, Alpi Ruchnes, look what he built himself into. No, that's not a... You have to find your own specific niche, and Hashem helps you find your own niche. Very often you realize that you have very little control over what you're doing. You're looking for a job here, and you're pushing and nothing, and suddenly one day the door opens behind you and there was a door there. That happens all the time.
Do you just let go when it comes to that? Find yourself. Do you just let go and just put it all in Hashem's hands and just say, whatever I'm supposed to be, Hashem will guide me towards that path?
What's out of your Bechira, you have a Chiyuv to do that. What's in your Bechira, then that's your responsibility. We often do exactly the opposite. What's not my bechira that I try and control? And what is my bechira that I give to Hashem? What's going to be with my learning? What's going to be with my mitzvahs? Hashem yazor. Hashem yazor. No, Hashem is a loving father, whatever. Yeah, but I've got to work and panasa and this and that. You know, it's not your.
When you really want to find yourself, you don't know what you're.
You can't be responsible. You can't be reckless. You can't sugar or whatever. It's got to be done. It's got to be done with Torah Seichel. And there's different stages in your life when you do different things. There are times where you closet yourself in the room and you finish us, and there are times where you have to go out and you have to deal with people. And you know. There's stages in your day where you gotta put the 3-year-old to sleep, and there are times in the day where you're sitting learning Kabbalah with the Makubal Ador, and then you're doing a Shatnas project with the 8-year-old, and then you're gonna Lavai, and then you're coming home and you're gonna Chasana, and then you're taking out the garbage. You know, that Yid's life is not. You gotta juggle all the 613 mitzvahs and everything that goes with it. It's a bit like open forum that. Since you don't allow open forum to be a